Purchase the Keep the Faith ebook and paperback on Amazon now at bit.ly/keepthefaithbook. Keep the Faith by Anna Tejano. Chapter 16. Part 2. Nico opened his car's passenger side door and waited for me to get in before shutting it close. I looked back at the house, but James had already closed the gate and there was nothing else to see. Of course. What was I expecting? That he would watch me leave?
"You okay?"
Nico asked as he buckled his seatbelt. I didn't understand what I was feeling, but since I couldn't explain, and Nico wasn't the ideal person to discuss this with, all I could do was nod. He gave me a long look before starting the car and driving away from James's house.
"You're quiet," Nico said as he drove me home.
There was a different mood in the car the moment we left James's house. I was too deep in my thoughts and, until Nico pointed it out, I didn't realize that I had been silent the entire time.
"You're quiet too," I pointed out. He was.
Normally, when he picked me up, he would ask about what I did or talked about what he did during the time we weren't together. But he hadn't spoken since we left either.
"We had a long day," he replied quietly.
I nodded. An understatement, given that everything in the past few hours had been emotionally exhausting. My conversation with James joined the replay reel in my head, playing after Maya's. What I really wanted right now was to be alone so I could think and plan what to do next. The conversations reminded me of typhoon warning signals, and I was itching to start preparing a survival kit before things worsened. But I didn't want to be rude to Nico. He had been so good to me. Might as well privately deal with the guilt that I had been trying to avoid since he drove me to the party. "What time are you and Lucy flying out tomorrow?" I asked as we were nearing my apartment.
9 in the morning. Mom wants us to be there for lunch.
"And you'll be back in Manila on Easter, right?"
"Yes, to prepare for the teacher's workshops."
Summer vacation didn't stop our education programs, and that included giving trainings for public school teachers and holding creative camps for the students. He glanced at me.
"I'll be here to see you off."
"Right," I said slowly. I pulled my phone out to look at my calendar, where the day I'll be leaving had been marked since January. "I can't believe it's almost time to go back." Nico's smile widened, and I instantly felt better.
"Are you excited?"
"Worried, more like it. But you're going home sometime in April, right?" He nodded. "Second week, for Mom's birthday. I wish I could stay the whole week to spend more time with you, but I can only be there for the weekend."
"It's fine."
As I reviewed the schedule for the first few weeks of the mission, a plan formed in my head. "Maybe I could just fly out with you then," I blurted out.
"What do you mean?"
His tone had a sharp edge. "I mean, maybe I should move my flight." I could see the plan clearly in my mind, and I was already recalculating my schedule. I was just going to be delayed for 1 week. It wouldn't throw me completely off schedule. Maybe I could even move it to the third week. The first batch of volunteers wasn't going to arrive until then. While there were things that I needed to do there before they arrived, I could probably coordinate it from Manila. How hard could it be? I said all of that aloud. When I looked at Nico, he was frowning and his knuckles gripped the steering wheel tightly. His shoulders were stiff and tense as he turned the corner to my street.
"Why?"
"Because it's Rain's birthday on the second week of April," I explained, "and I forgot about it when I booked the flight. I figured maybe I should be here for her, you know?" He stopped in front of my apartment so abruptly. My reflexes kicked in. My hand shot out to slap against the dashboard, even as the seatbelt pulled me back to the seat.
"Sorry," he muttered,
after quickly glancing and seeming to make sure I was okay. He closed his eyes and took a deep breath before turning to me, his expression unreadable. A prickly feeling crawled over my skin, making the hairs at the back of my neck stand up. My stomach churned as I looked at his face, and I was vaguely reminded of that feeling I always got when I watched the weather for an incoming disturbance. The heavy sense of anticipation when I tried not to get stressed out, followed by dread when it doesn't change track. The mood in the car felt heavier as Nico remained impassive. I mentally prepared possible answers to what he might say. "Is this really about rain?" he finally asked. "Yes." His frown deepened. Or her cousin. Guilt stabbed my chest. But I expected him to ask this, and I was ready for it. "Of course not. I just thought that it would be nice if I'm here on her birthday. And, you know, to give myself more time to get ready for the trip. It's not like I can get any work done next week." Nico heaved a huge sigh.
"Faith, come on."
"What?" I slipped my phone inside my bag and undid my seatbelt so I could fully face him. "We don't have work next week and practically all of our suppliers will be out. You don't need more time to prepare for this trip. You're ready and you know it." Nico's eyes were hard, his lips tight. I shrank back slightly. I had never seen him like this before. "I think," he continued, his tone low, every word sounding crisp. I wanted to look away, but his eyes had pinned me to the spot. "It's because you're still not over your ex." It was like he flipped a switch and the irritation from my argument with Maya came flooding back. "Oh, what the hell? Why do people keep on assuming that?"
"It's not an assumption, Faith," Nico retorted. "You're obviously still in love with him. You hang out with his relatives all the time, even hang out at his house. Rain invited me." "But you didn't have to be there," he continued angrily.
"But of course, you just had to. And when I saw you earlier, you were practically pushing your face against his. And now you're delaying the mission trip just because you want to stay a few more days to celebrate the birthday of your friend who just happens to be the cousin of your ex-boyfriend. Forget about your job or the people waiting in Iloilo for you. It's more important that you get to spend time with him again, right?"
My jaw had dropped in the middle of his tirade, but now I snapped it closed. I crossed my arms across my chest.
"Now that's just unfair, Nico."
"Unfair?" he echoed sarcastically.
"Seriously?"
"It is," I cried out. "James and I are friends. Rain is my best friend. What's so hard to understand about that? Why are you acting this way? It's not like you're my boyfriend."
The words were out, like bells ringing the ugly truth. Silence filled the car. I stared at Nico as his lips thinned. Then he slammed his fist against the steering wheel, the car beeping loudly when he hit the horn. I pressed myself against the door, away from him.
"Damn it, Faith!"
Nico closed his eyes and massaged his forehead with his fingers. He heaved a huge sigh that seemed to fill the car, creeping under my skin and leaving me with the same unsettled feeling I got whenever I waited for a typhoon to hit. "Here I was, falling in love with you, thinking maybe you've moved on. But just one evening with your ex and your feelings are back. Do you even like me? Or are you just using me to get back at your ex for leaving you?" I inhaled sharply at his confession, but the moment was far from tender, hardly romantic.
"Nico, that's not what I meant."
"So tell me," he demanded, his eyes boring into mine.
I don't know. But Nico, it's not that.
That's the thing," he said, sighing. "We both don't know what we are. But you're right. I'm not your boyfriend. So what right do I have to act like this?" All the reasons and arguments I had earlier flew out of my head, as if they were flimsy houses caught in the heavy winds of a typhoon. The silence was so heavy that it was almost suffocating, and it didn't help that my heart was pounding so loud.
"Look," he said softly, after the silence had stretched out long enough. "If you decide to push back the date of your departure, then fine. Go ahead. Do what you want. But I hope that you reconsider. Not for me, but for the people there. They need you. At least think about them."
His hand was still curled into a fist on his lap. And I took a risk and tried to reach for it. But as soon as my fingers made contact with the back of his hand, he pulled away. But if you do push it to a later date, I don't think it's a good idea that we go together, he continued. Maybe we shouldn't see each other for a while. Take time off away from each other. He paused, then let out a bitter laugh. Not that there was ever really anything we should take a break from, right?
Nico.
Faith. He sounded so weary, as if just saying my name was already a huge effort. When he finally looked at me, his normally warm and bright eyes were filled with hurt and sadness. Something stabbed at my heart, breaking tiny pieces off, the sharp shards falling into the dark abyss in the pit of my stomach. It's late. I still have a long drive ahead of me. I alighted and was mildly surprised that the night was calm, clear, and quiet. A stark contrast to the storm I had left inside the car. I stood by the sidewalk, expecting him to roll down his window to say goodbye, like he always did. But Nico drove away without another word. This episode was sponsored by What Kind of Day? By Mina V. Esguerra. A senator's speechwriter accidentally joins a tour of his own city, and through his passionate tour guide, gets to experience a new side of Manila on what should have been the worst day of his career. Available on Amazon, Apple Books, Kobo, Google Books, and other retailers worldwide. Keep the Faith by Anna Tejano. Text copyright, Anna Tejano. Narrated by Jade Albert. Produced by Tanya Arpa and Mina V. Esguerra. Purchase the Keep the Faith ebook and paperback on Amazon now at bit.ly/keepthefaithbook. Season 3 of the Romance Class podcast features an unabridged audio version of a novel by a Filipino author featuring a Filipino narrator. We do this to make the work of Filipino authors more accessible to more readers and introduce Filipino voices in more ways than one. Help readers find us by leaving a review or a rating in Apple Podcasts. You can listen to the podcast on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or any podcatcher of your choice. You can find the links to subscribe on romancepodcast.com. Subscribe, share, live tweet as you listen. Add hashtag romanceclass so we can find your reactions and feedback. If you would like to sponsor this podcast, email mina@romancepodcast.com. Find more romance books by Filipino authors on romanceclassbooks.com.